Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Nachum, I need to talk. We've discussed 19 mitzvahs, and yesterday we did the 20th of the second Seder. I want to discuss... Oh, it's connected to the Seder. Nothing's coincidence. It was the night of the Seder.
Okay, but it's one of the 64.
Yesh Ladin.
Okay.
But there's a shaila what he meant, so maybe Yesh Ladin. It's a kasha, it's not night one. To me, it's... Okay. There's a very strong question on the Seder. Any sophisticated person, has a problem with the Seder. You're going to run a Seder with your children, David, and you're going to hit something. And what you're going to hit is that we do things, Kadesh Yishlu Atanoikis. Viggy, at the Seder, we do some weird stuff, and we do this so the child should ask, to pique the curiosity of the child. Any sophisticated guy struggles with that because kids are getting much more sensitive. And you can say, why'd you do that? To get you to ask. To get you to ask, really? That's very disappointing. So that's why you did that? So that's what's happening here? You got me to ask. Now I ask. Now what? Viggy, that's a very frustrating part of the Seder. Is that there are things we do to get the child to ask. Kadesh Yishul Atanaikis. Kids are getting very, very sophisticated. Rabbi Silverman's 5-year-old daughter or 4-year-old daughter came home. Five? She's a girl of today. And she comes home and she says, Mora said you're not allowed to be jealous. It's very bad. That's not true, Tati, right? Beautiful. Beautiful. Because she go now, Moras are wonderful. They're the best people in the world, and what they teach us is true. But the kids are getting more sophisticated. What she was asking on Mora needs a shot. When I was a youngster, I shamed the pardon. Is it bad to be jealous, David?
I hope she doesn't.
What? David says no way. David says no way. It's bad. How do you know it's not bad to be jealous? Because God made us that me and you get jealous. The problem becomes that we learn young, jealousy's forbidden. So you know what a guy like me did? I knew how to turn off my emotions, so I would shame my jealousy. Oh, I'm not jealous. No. But I'm jealous. Somebody's praising somebody else, and I'm jealous. I thought jealousy was bad. So comes Rai Silverman's daughter. Kids are very sharp. She says, Morris said jealousy's bad. It's not bad, Dad, right? She's saying we all get jealous, so we're all bad. You got to ask. Nachum, so what's the sophisticated? There's a sophisticated place. Questions are excellent. There's a tremendous friction that Hashem said lo sachmaid, don't desire what he has, and I desire what he has. That's friction. I love that friction. Hashem said, "Leisachmeid." It's one of the 10 Aseres Adivros. We don't. That's it. Don't desire what somebody else has. Netanel, what's the problem? We do desire what other people have, so we built wrong. So there's Navoid the Pnimius. There's some Avoid here. We're built perfectly right. We actually, by the way, where you acknowledge that I do desire, you have the best conversations with self. I like when I desire what somebody else has because I have good conversations. In that friction, I get places. Don't desire, but I do. You actually get places. You actually, that's where learning happens. That's where good things happen. In that space, I love friction. The space where it says leisachmoid, and then I see what he has, and I mamish want what he has. He has doing a crazy vacation. They're going to Utah. There's don't desire what somebody else has, but I do. Time for a walk. We get to the best places. We have conversations with self. There's so much progress and process. It's wonderful from the question. You get places. So your child asks a question. I picture Rai Silverman's kids are going to ask a question at the Seder, and you're going to tell your kids, oh, that was just to get you to ask. That's a bad chill. So just, I got you to ask?
You would never
I got you to ask. Kadesh Yishlu Atanaikas. So I got you to ask. Aaron, you never bought that. My kids taught me not to buy it. The kids of today, to get you to ask. That's a picture telling Yaakov to get you to ask. So your Seder now is to get me to ask. I'm out. You want me involved? It's just keeping me curious on one thing, and then do you have something else to tell me? Viggy, you met your neighbor? Tell the chevra your name. Yitzi Van. I want Yitzi. I'm going to first do it, then you go. I want three facts about Yitzi Van. Two that are true and one's a lie. Two truths and a lie. I'm going to do it first. Then it's your turn. I like Yitzi Van a lot. From Pesach. Amazing guy. So now I took away the Pesach. You can't use that fact. And I knocked it out. I want three facts. One's a lie. Two's a truth. Now you might ask him, Waterbury is a place of honesty. Why do they play a game? Two truths and a lie. It's a place of acceptance. I like lies also. I have a lot of lies to me. It's not me a lot of lie to. Just, it's a journey towards. If you don't like lies, you don't like humans. Towards. We're two truths and a lie, more truth than lie, and move towards. And then we call out the lie. That's the fun of this game. We all have truths and lies, and we call out our lies, and we keep our truths. You hear the game, Yitzi? So I'm going to tell you two truths and a lie about me. But you have to remind me my thought where I was up to, Viggy. It goes like this, Yitzi. I'm going to tell you three. I want you to guess what's the truth and what's the lie. Okay? So one thing about me is I love Viggy Greenwald, one. Two about me is I'm a big Yankee fan. And three about me is when I was nine, I was bitten by a dog right on my left leg and had to get stitches. He bit me open. I was gushing blood. And I got stitches to close me off. So those are the three facts. Two are true. I'm going to repeat them. Two are true and one is a lie. And you have to guess. I'm not even much. He's so quick. This guy is fast. Yitzi, you're fast. One of your truths is you're quick. That's a truth. But he had the two truths and a lie. So one is I love Viggy Greenwald. Two is I'm a huge Yankee fan. And three is I was bitten by a dog when I was nine, came home very bloody and had to get stitches. The two truths are. The guy is quick. The guy is quick. He's right. I'm a Met fan, not a Yankee fan. Any Jew is supposed to be a Met fan. Hashem roots for the underdog. Now, only now you're allowed to be a Yankee fan. Till now you were like schlugged up. Once the Met signed Soto, you're allowed to be a Yankee fan. Till now. Hashem roots for the underdog. Hashem's mivakesh anirdav. What? Help, it's geschmack. The underdog wins. It's not about that. It's helped a lot. Are you saying Soto hasn't helped yet or the underdog? It's the most charming, but it's charming. We lose in such cool ways. It's like charming. The Mets are a delight.
Okay, the Jets on the other hand. Jets don't represent.
No. Viggy, you're a Yankee or a Met fan? You don't do baseball. It's not the kid of today. It's like, I need something more fast-paced. Also, I shame the Yankee fan. What? Yeah, don't listen to me. He's a Yankee fan. Excellent. The kids of today are going to be Yankee fans. They say, I root for the underdog now.
Yard dog, okay.
What?
Yard dog,
the name.
What?
So, Yitzi, are we ready yet, or should I delay a little longer? You called me out like this. How'd you know I was lying? One of the ways body language experts, if somebody touches their nose when they're speaking, they're often lying. That's what body language experts say. Somebody's talking and it's truthful, they'll touch their nose a little.
But we like lies.
A guy will say, they touch us. Clinton, when he denied that he did anything wrong in the White House, they say in the speech, people watched the speech, guys here checked it out, he was touching his nose like 10 times. Nothing happened, what are you? He was like busy with his nose. They say the pshat is little kids, when they lie, cover their mouth. you'll see a little kids are pure. Did you take the cookie? Because no, I didn't take it. It's like he's embarrassed. It's like a shame. When you get older, you get more sweet. You don't go like this. It's the same motion of like, no, nothing. No. There's like a busha to what they're saying. So people say you touch your nose. That's like, if you see a guy. Now, the next time the guy just has a cold, you're going to think he's a liar. Like, if you're dating a girl, she has a cold. Blowing her nose is not part of this. But
we like lies.
We like humanness. It's a humanness. We're not the authenticity police here. You know, a person is a person. Towards the truth. Towards. Yet see two truths and a lie. Who's the judge? I'm going to ask Viggy Greenwald to be the judge.
Okay.
You're going to judge, stare at Yetzi. Yetzi, let's go two truths and a lie about Yetzi. Okay, three things. Okay, let's absorb this. A huge Met fan. He likes to work out, and he's a big sports guy. The big sports guy is I like playing sports. Big basketball. Kitzer is saying varsity beware next year. So he's a big basketball guy. DBL varsity. Could be. This is what he's saying. I'm saying his claim. He's a big basketball. He's saying Yuri Einhorn, and check me out in the gym next time.
Wait, can you stand up for a second?
He wants to see you right. He is tall. He's gonna take. He got it right. Let's go. This is the place. It's so tough to lie here. Nobody can get a lie through here. That's pretty good. He called you out. So now we know two things about him. He's a big workout guy, and he's a good basketball player. Both, I can verify he's a good basketball player. I can't verify the working out. Now we have a shtickle friction here, Revezi. I like the Mets. He does. He comes out firing. He doesn't like the Mets. Donnie, you can still make room for me. He doesn't like the Mets, Daniel. What? He called it out.
I don't like the Mets.
He's not a Mets fan. Viggy saw it. You're not a Mets fan.
I had to use the process of elimination. Stand up.
That was very strong. Yeah. Oh, that's it. I knew you were what. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyah B'dvarei.
Amen.
L'chaim, l'chaim. Yitzi, you nailed that. Yitzi, you nailed it. Come close, and I want you close. Sit next to Viggy. Natanel, can you give him a chair next to Viggy? I am happy you're here. Waterbury is one of the hardest yeshivas to come new to in the world. Because it's a place that breeds anxiety. Because if a guy goes to a school, typical school, you could just hide behind, the bell rings, you go to the math class. You just go there. All of a sudden, people think they want choice. Well, so you have a place, sleep to whenever you want. And you come, you're not like, oh, you came, you sleep, you come. Talk to whoever you want. People think it's good that you could talk to a 12th grader. It stinks because anybody could be my friend. A dorm counts at 12. So I have to make choices. I have to decide who I am. People have relationships and friendships. It breeds anxiety. There have been guys who were in the mainstream system. A guy comes here for a day and he's begging for like 3.5 years to come to Waterbury. 7th, 8th, 9th. 10th, he comes and one day and he's, Mom, get me home. He's like, I'll go to any math class you want. A day in, I have to like, do I want to go to Shear? I don't know. And then I go to Shear, like there's two other guys, do I want to even stay here? And then even Shear, the Rebbe's like, there's conversation, it brings anxiety. Because it's ass, who are you? What do you want? Who do you want to be friends with? So it takes time to find that space. You know what I mean, Viggs? But this one, he's a keeper. And you ace the game, two truths and a lie in day one. That's impressive. Thank you, Yitzhak. He's a baller. I want you to meet. Did you meet Yudi yet? Okay. You checked him out? Okay. Just you're not in 12th grade this year. The amount of times we messed this up, you're 11th grader and you're eligible for varsity. We call like 14-year-olds 12th graders, and then the league says they can't play next year. It's like, no. For now on, David, a kid comes, he's 10th grade. About two truths and a lie. I don't know. This is on recording. The guy's going to listen. I caught you. So what I want to ask with the Pesach Seder, Chevra, is, Aaron, we do a lot of things at the Seder to get people to ask questions, to get the children to ask, and there's something going on here. It's a pellet. Because any kid will call you out. He said, why did you do that? And Dad says, well, to get you to ask. That's so weak. You just tricked me, so that's what you're here to get me to ask? And I want to say to the guys, and I've said this before, the best thing in this world's friction, the best thing. It's hard. It's hard friction. I promise you on friction. Friction is, it says, Leisachmed, and I'm jealous. Don't run from that friction. Don't pretend. Don't run away. Before I met the guys here, I would shame myself. Kalish, you want what he has? No, you don't. Jealousy's bad. Okay, I don't. But I do. Go on a walk with that. That's cool. I get a letter in the mail that says, Mr. Daniel Kalish, and it bothers me. I promise you, it bothers me. It bothers me. I have no smicha. And when I get rabbi, it means nothing, and I promise you it bothers me. I like it. Do you know I have the best cameras? Some of my best drives. Please write me a letter and write Mr. Daniel. Just don't tell me. Don't tell me you did
nobody
it.
Nobody do it. What the flip is wrong with you?
Because I get to talk to myself what I want. You get to have good friction is good. Friction is good. Friction is good. In that space of friction, you actually have good conversations, and you can bring things to yourself. You can bring. Don't be afraid of friction. Don't be afraid at all. In this space, a guy will say, "I'm upset at Hashem." That's a very cool, don't say, no, I'm not. That's a space, just be where you are. Be there real. There's a piece from, the Rebbe this summer taught us a piece from the Baal Shem. From my tzara, I call out to you that be in your tzara. Be in the tzara, be there. Where you are, there you should be. Be where you are. It's interesting, for an avel, the laws of Avelus, I'm in the car alone. I am very much, I've increasingly got into music. There's a song from Akiva that I'm dying to listen to. It's a song that gives me, he has a version of the Bardich of a song that's the best version I ever heard. I typically am resentful when people put words to the Bardich of a Niggun. Nobody owns that song. And to me, there are no words. There's a singer, Akiva, who put words. I think they're from Reb Nachman, but I don't know. There might be Akiva's words, and like, I relate. He put words, I like it. He does it cool, that it's not, he does the tune without, I advise you, I just played it for Ellie Whiteman, he went crazy from it. And I played it for him, and I did listen. It's the first time since my Avelis that I did listen, but I was playing for another Yid, and then I enjoyed it, Yehuda. But I'm not listening myself, and I want to listen, and I ask, what a Chazal saying? I think I need music. And a Chazal are saying, I thought I need music more than most right now. I want music. I should get music. I go to weddings and I can't dance. It's very difficult. I want to dance. I like dancing a lot. I like dancing with our guys. And I can't dance. I leave before the dancing. And I want to dance. Chazal are saying something. What they're saying is, be where you are. My sister called me up. She said that she knows she's mechoyv, a Rebbe. Her husband is a Rebbe, and he's making a Purim party. She said, I want to be in mourning. It's not an inconvenience. She said, what should I do? My sister called me, my precious sister. She said, it's hard for me. She said, I'm going to be at the Suda, I'm going to be loyal to my husband, but I actually want to mourn. I don't want to go to a Suda right now. I don't want to hear dancing and singing, and I know I'm supposed to. She was grappling, fascinating. What Chazal said sounds like an inconvenience to a mourner, but they actually said, be where you are. Don't pull yourself out of it. Be where you are. It's one of the great contradictions of Waterbury. People walk in, it's a stira. It's like a profound stira. We're a very happy place. To any observer of the place, it's quite a cheerful place. And yet it's a place, I learned how to cry here. I'm learning how to cry here. Guys cry. You guys have taught me to cry. Mo Muller was 10th grade. This young kid comes here, and the shtark, this, and when he would cry, I would like lose. He's my Rebbe. He would say in 10th grade, "You love when I cry." He would call me out, "You love when I cry." And he taught me, is teaching me to feel, to be present, because it's cool when somebody really is where they are. And you get place up. If you're a Maimon Bashem, and we're Maminim Bashem, you get places when you are where you are. The most dangerous thing is to run away from where you are and what you're feeling and what's your experience. If you're actually in where you're supposed to be, you get. No, don't force it. Don't worry. Accept fake. Two truths and a lie. Accept. Don't worry. It's like you can't. I promise. I'm behind the guys. I don't force it. I just get inspired. And then I just be present. Sometimes you don't feel, it's fine, that's fine. But when I do, I don't try not to push it away. I have a lot of tricks I've developed over the years of pushing things away, hiding and covering up. Bedikas chametz, we have to learn to find it all. You have to learn to be good searchers, and we have ways of hiding and pushing a lot away. We learn to find and be good lookers and not push away. Don't push away things that need to be found. I like that the 10 pieces you put out, it's from an Arizal, and they're 10 spheres. They're all different midas, and you're finding all the midas. And you're supposed to hide them in easy spots, because they're findable, and we could find what we need to find. We could locate. Now, we've learned to hide things in spots that are very difficult. The job is to slowly take it out to easier spots. Your wife's allowed to assist you. She could tell you where stuff's hidden if you're struggling. Don't worry. We could find it and should find it. But questions are very, very important. Friction is very, very important. Hashem's taking us somewhere. The goal is not to not feel. People use the word Gamzu L'Toyva in ways Hashem doesn't want us. Like Gamzu L'Toyva. Gamzu L'Toyva, the Gam, is supposed to come with a lot of tears. Gam means also. Why are you saying also? Zu L'Toyva. Gam means even this stinking thing that's killing me, that I hate, that I'm so mad that I've cried for a year about, Zula Teva. The word Gam suggests that I'm struggling with this. Gam, even this, Gam. Gam means it's not, if you just say, it doesn't say, we don't say in this world, Zula Teva, that's Olam Haba. In this world, it's Gam Zula Teva. Reportedly, Shlomo HaMelech had a ring that said on it, Gezi, which stood for Gamzu L'Toyva. Should actually, it shouldn't be Gezi. Gezel. Gamze Yavar, because he said this too shall pass.
Oh.
Gamze Yavar, this too shall pass.
Yeah.
Shlomo Melech.
Thank you.
What? Yeah, Gezel be weird. This is stolen property. Yeah,
is that okay?
But Gamzu L'Toyva, so for not Shlomo Melech's ring. Thanks for noticing that, Biggie. But Gezi, Gamzel L'Toyva, Gamzel L'Toyva, the Gam involves a lot of crying. Gam, even this, which I'm experiencing and crying, I didn't just say Zu L'Toyva, it's good. Gam means that this is stinky, I'm struggling with this thing. But Gam Zu L'Toyva, this as well. I'm crying, I'm feeling, I'm so frustrated. It's hitting place, because Hashem made us that way to experience. We're human. And Gam has a lot of crying in there, and Gam. Gam, after all the crying, experiencing, feeling, Zu L'Toyva, I can bring it to places of good also. It leads me to good places. But from experiencing it, I have to experience it, Biggie. Questions are wonderful. Questions are wonderful. Question is friction. Whenever in yeshivas have Q&A, I just have Q&Q, questions and questions. I don't like giving answers. A guy thinks he comes to Waterbury, he's waiting for the Rebbe to be an answer. And eventually he learns, it could take a year, two, or five, that a Rebbe's not going to be an answer, he's going to validate his question. And then we have questions, we all have questions, very strong ones, very difficult ones. And then inside, we find the answers by way of our questions. By way of our questions, not ignoring our questions. That we'd said the Sfasemes, that Moshe Rabbeinu's busy talking to Paray. A whole charade. Paray, who's Paray? And he's like, busy? Why is Moshe busy with Paray? Ignore Paray. Hashem says to Moshe at the onset, you're mechuyev to respect Paray. Speak to him nicely. Paray? Paray's a jerk, a rasha, is a sicko. Stab him and be done with it. Why are you mechuyev to talk respectfully to Paray? You serious? That's like the big sugya, that evil bum is Hitler, you mashamay. Talk respectfully to Paray? That's like the big, it's like embarrassing. Vayitzavim al b'nei Yisrael vel Paray. It's like a difficult Rashi. At the onset of Moshe freeing us, is be very soft, gentle with Klai Yisrael, and gentle with Paray. It's like embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Be gentle with Hitler. Be nice. Can you imagine somebody helping us through the Holocaust? There were big tzaddikim who helped Yidden heal. Can you imagine you tell them be very gentle with Hitler and the Yidden? How do you talk? Be gentle with Yidden. Be gentle with Paray. What are you talking about? Respect Paray. What are you talking? Run and trample and stab him and defeat him and rip him to shreds. That sicko. He killed our children. And Moshe Rabbeinu's mitzvah, David, talk very gently to Paray. Really? What are you talking? Paray's the sicko. Talk nicely to Am Yisrael. How do you even put Paray in the sentence? Vayetzavim, and it's commanded Paray and Klal Yisrael. The two things you should be gentle with. Really now? Paray, we're worried about how liberal does liberal get? Now we're worried for Paray. You're not supposed to have Rachmanis on Achzarim. People who have mercy on cruel people end up being cruel to nice people, Chazal say. Look at the liberals, they're worried because Eretz Yisrael, Israel, is pounding Gaza, so they're worried for terrorists. It's not so nice. When you're nice to cruel people, you end up being cruel to nice people. That's what happens. You're not supposed to be merachim on an achzar. Somebody's a sicko, don't have rachman, it's a sicko. All of a sudden, Paray, Moshe is told, be very gentle and nice. Chezkiah bothers you? Be nice to Paray? Really? There's like the introduction to the role, by the way. Let's find the pasuk. This is the introduction to everything. Does this bother you, Viggy? I would step outside if I heard this. This is like very bothersome. Let's read it. It's bothersome. I want to read it. First, let me read it, then I would advise stepping outside with this.
Really, can I clarify?
But let me read it. I want you to clarify everything. But I want to read the pasuk. Could I read what?
I want to play the reason. I don't want to step outside because of this question. Because questions are very hard. It's like cuts. It feels like.
Oh, sure. Whatever reason. You don't have to. I want to read this pasuk. It's the beginning of Parashas Va'era. Yankov, I can read this to you. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron. Hashem speaks his mamish, the beginning. His two shluchim, the two holy brothers. Eli, listen to this. Davi. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'Aaron. Hashem speaks to Moshe. Vayetzavim al b'nei Yisrael v'al Paray. He commands them to b'nei Yisrael and Paray. What is this? He commands them to b'nei Yisrael and Paray. Says Rashi. In terms of Klal Yisrael, please have patience for each one. Guide them binachas, softly, softly. Lisplaysam, carry each one, make space for every yid. Don't overpower, you're a leader. You're going to run on Yisrael, don't overpower, make space. Binachas, softly, and be soivalim. Space for each one. That's a good directive. Velpare Melch Mitzrayim, Tzivim Olav, they were commanded, Lach like Kovid B'Divrayim, honor him. What? This together, Tzazamen. This is what Moshe and Aaron are told at the beginning of their shlichus. Is that weird? Be very soft for Klai Yisrael. Great. Speak honor, Paroi.
What?
You know who Paroi was? He murdered our children. And at the onset, Moshe and Aaron are told, give him honor? What? It's bizarre, very bizarre. What do you hold? What? Wow. You're much nicer than me. Aaron says he's far the king. I'll tell you like this, Aaron. Like this, it's I hear, but he's a sick old king. Hitler was a leader too, but...
I mean, that's why I should
have said... Aaron's a tzaddik. Aaron says far, he's a king. He's a king. I think it has... I think there's something for all eternity. If it's like this quirk, I know he's a sicko, but hold back. He's a king. It could be. It could be there's such a thing. This is like together, and it's in the same words, Vayitzavno b'nei Yisrael v'alparei. And it says Melech Mitzrayim, the king of Egypt. So Aaron says, listen, I know this is going to be hard for you. Klai Yisrael, lead nicely. Okay, this one's going to be tough, but keep in mind, Paro is the king. But he's a sicko, a demented sicko who killed our people. He's the king. So Aaron's not wrong. I mean, he is the king. He is the king. What's the energy of this? What's it saying? What's the lesson here? So you might be right, Aaron. I'm not trying to argue on you. Aaron says, I hear it's hard for you. I'm sorry, it's hard. He is the king, and you have to respect the king. Is there anything a king could do and lose that respect? It's fast. He's a sick man. If ever a king would lose respect, it might be him. He murdered our children. Lach like covered, respect him. I want to suggest, and I don't know I'm right, the Sfasema says like this, the way I understand it, is that the difficulty we went through, Hashem was bringing us somewhere. Even that Moshe's handling, don't overrun that difficulty. Understand it. You're even mitzvah, it's maddening. You have to picture Moshe's our beloved leader, and that he's like handling with Paro is a maddening scene. It's a very frustrating scene that he's like handling with Paroi. I had a story with a bachur in yeshiva who was upset at his principal. Very, he felt that he mistreated him, and it was a shtickle friend of mine, the principal, and it bothered the bachur. It bothered him. The scene here of Moshe like being friends with Paroi is like being nice to Paroi is like ooh. It's cringy a little bit, Yankov. No? Moshe's the Redeemer. Moshe's the one who's the Shliach Hashem to free us. Talk nicely to Paro, is that? Even that he's mitzvah to handle with Paro, speak to Paro, go back to Paro, handle with Paro. And the Sfasema says that the difficulties we go through, Hashem is working with us. And the inyan to speak to Paroi, David, and perhaps even respecting Paroi, is that what we went through, there was something, don't just rip it, don't ignore it, it's painful. And of course it's not easy, and of course it stinks, but Hashem was bringing us somewhere. Paroi frees us, b'shalach Paroi asam. What we went through brought us somewhere, something good happened from it. It's difficult, but the respecting of Paroi, who is Mitzrayim, who's the Shibud Mitzrayim, is the pshat that the difficulty we went through it brought us somewhere. This, Reb Miller would speak, I heard Reb Miller live speak about good things we got from Mitzrayim. I have heard guys say over the last night of Yeshiva their journey and curse about what they went through and bless what they went through. And there was a truth both ways, a tremendous frustration and anger, and also a sense it brought me somewhere that I needed this. So there's some tikkun, a deep sense of it brought me somewhere, it's bringing me somewhere. This deep sense, yes?
At the end of the day, it's not, I'm saying, Paro was controlled. It's from Hashem. brought good from that bad. That's Hashem bringing good from something that's not paro.
We don't even see a paro. When we talk about respecting a paro, Yaakov Avinu says to Esav, I don't see you, I just see God. There's a space. My grandmother, who's lost her parents and her siblings, she was like a big person. She spoke about the Holocaust in ways like this that would shock you, but in complicated. And she had a nightmare every night of her life, she told my wife and I. Every single night of her life. But she spoke about it. Hashem was working with us. She said things I can't say. I'm not allowed to say them. But she said things like this. The bottom line is the Svasemis understands this, that Hashem was bringing us somewhere. That's the whole handling and respecting power. It's not running over what we went through, not destroying. It's like processing what we went through. It could be, Avi, the Seder is constructed with questions.
Uh-huh.
And questions, and the Seder we teach our kids, we want you to ask. We actually want you to have friction, and you'll get places. It's not really the answer I wanted to get you to ask. I wanted you to feel friction, child.
Oh.
And there's places to get, just I'm not going to tell you those places. To get you to ask doesn't mean there's not a deep answer. It means I'm not going to answer it for you.
Why?
Because I want you to sit in that. And it's the night of Pesach. We are the night of Geula's understanding that what we went through, Hashem was working with us.
So that you should ask. No.
It means that there. It means I won't tell you. I want you to have questions, and your questions will bring you. What do you think, child? They'll have their own answers from these problems. Don't give answers to them. It wasn't because there aren't answers. It's because you have to have your own answers from your questions. They're deep answers to your questions. And the night is a night that you should let people sit in questions, to have questions, to wonder, because they bring us places.
Very interesting.
We're on the night of Geula saying that our questions brought us places, that the Mitzrayim itself brought us somewhere. And it worked with us. Reb Miller, I sat by a Shia right before Pesach. Reb Miller spoke about what Mitzrayim gave us. I want to say I see a guy like Giddy. I went home. His name is Giddy. I went home very giddy after I spoke to Giddy, to be honest.
Okay.
I apologize. But it... It all very corny. Yeah. If there was a gang, it'd be all bang. Okay. Thank you for not all walking out on that one. But David, I spoke to Giddy, and I see that difficulties, and it's not ignoring or running away from Hashem. It's a challenging world, but I see when we sit in it, it brings us places. There are places we get to, beautiful spaces and places. Hashem's working with us. He's bringing things out. Sometimes we understand and sometimes we don't. I davened this morning. Viggy came into the room. There are very few people in the history of the yeshiva who have the power. He walks into a room, it's like a more cheerful place. He exudes love. I felt loved, and I felt like what you brought to the room, the minion was different this morning. That's a gift from Hashem. But somebody who sat in stuff, who felt his things, didn't ignore his stuff. It's like a dichotomy of the yeshiva, that it's a happy place, but there's crying here. But the point is that there's a sitting in. We're present to the things. To the things that we go through, there's a presentness that brings us places. That allows us to get places. I like that the Seder, that the Geula's constructed a night of questions. There's a story with the Bardichever. I want to share this story with you because I think he understood the night. The Bardichever by the Manishtana put his head down, Avi, and he started bawling like a baby, the Bardichever. Natanel, you know that? On the night of the Seder, the Bar Dichva put his head down and he started crying like a baby for a long time. He's crying. When he picked his head up, tears were rolling down and the Mishpach was looking. And then he started talking loudly to Hashem. He shared his conversation with the assembled. He said, Four questions. He said, I have many questions. He says, there's a girl down the block who's 35 and needs a Shidduch Hashem. Why? I don't understand. He says, a family down the block struggling with parnasa. I don't understand, Hashem. It's another mishpacha. As a child, the parents are struggling to connect to the child. The child to the parents. I don't understand. It's not the way it's supposed to be. I don't understand, Hashem. I don't understand. The Berditchev was bawling at the Seder. You think the Berditchev like didn't understand that he mixed up Tisha B'Av and the Seder? He got confused, the Berditchev? He's like supposed to. The Tzadikim felt Pesach night. Do you know he saw that the Geula comes from questions? From sitting in your questions? It's not a night. He saw that the Geula, and he sat in questions. It was Manishtan, it's time for questions. The Berditchev was bawling like a baby. You get a window into what he saw Manishtan. He was crying like a baby. Do you think you're not playing a song today? could you get a guitar?
Yeah, yeah,
I want the other.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be
okay,
right back.
Okay, then get a guitar. Yeah. Come back. With guitar. Oh. But the Berditchev heard the Leila Seder. The Berditchev didn't mix what's going on. He saw that Geula comes by way of Paray. He saw that Geula comes by way of questions. He said, I have many questions. And he cried his head off on the questions, and that brought him places. He was sad in questions. He didn't run to answers. He sat in some questions. And the whole night is construction, question and answers. Questions and questions. The questions, Hashem's working with us. He's bringing us places. He tried to sit in a little bit. He didn't ignore questions that night. Murr. It's a night, there's murr.
Are there now a more on Yom Kippur?
It says when crying, the halacha, if crying brings you a simcha and it processes something, you're allowed to cry. That's the halacha on Shabbos, it's Ramah. This type, Shabbos and Yom Kippur. If the crying helps heal, then you're allowed to cry.
Why would you ever not be able to cry?
I had that kash also. I have a shtickle. Avi has the kash on the Ramah. The Ramah says if crying helps, your question, Ramah, sit in a kasha a little, Avi. Avi asks that it's the Ramah says if crying helps healing, so you're allowed to cry. Says Avi, so you should always cry on Shabbos. What crying doesn't help healing? That's fresh.
That's fresh.
I like that a lot. Yankiv, come. What? Correct. And the Ramah says if the crying helps bring you there, you're allowed to cry. Isn't that interesting?
Shabbos or Yom Kippur?
Both. Sit. I wanted to welcome, there's a Yid here who I appreciate a lot. I had a childhood friend, Shlomo Kimmel. We played together on Heller's basketball team. He was a sweet shooting lefty. One of the purest. Before anybody, he was the first Jew hitting threes. Like nobody was hitting threes consistently. He was before Rabbi Schoenfeld ever. He was like the guy when people weren't shooting from distance. He was nailing 30-foot threes when like people weren't shooting that. What? No. Shlomo Kimmel, his name was, lefty. But he was like a sincere, he was in Heller, a growing person, a big Mavakish. Much more important than the long distance threes. He was a big Mavakish. Very sweet person. His son, Rabbi Kimmel, was a Rebbe in Ar Yisrael, a yeshiva. That's a beautiful yeshiva. It's a brother yeshiva to Waterbury. It's a place that's space for people. Very cool yeshiva. Very special. We were Zaycha, they came to visit. I saw guys who were happy and comfortable. It was a very cool thing. Natano's brother has had tremendous success in Ar Yisrael. And he was a Rebbe in Ar Yisrael. Now he's a Rebbe in Ner Aaron, also beautiful. Rabbi Brownson and I went to Eretz Yisrael. We had like two big chedushim. Ner Aaron was one of the chedushim. Beautiful yeshiva. Guys are very matzliach there. And Rai Kimmel is one of the Rebbeim there, is one of the precious Rebbeim. So I want to welcome Rabbi Kimmel. Welcome to Yeshiva. I had a lot of, it gave me great chizuk. Rai Kimmel said his father still plays basketball often. I still plan on playing daily. I'm working towards it in my mind somewhere. But I like when people stay young. And his father still playing daily is like, I did see him at one of Hootie's games. He was, I think, one of my son's games he was playing. How old's the youngest brother? Right, Kimmel. So it must have been Manny's game. Must have been Manny's game because he's older than Hootie. So either Manny or Maishi's game. At one of my kids' game, I watched together. He looked in game playing shape. Last night, one of the Rebbeim won the championship. Thank you, Yuri, for arranging that Remendi Katz won. That means a lot.
Hey, what?
Remendi Katz won.
No, for arranging
Remendi Katz. Oh, not arranging. I mean, for arranging leagues, we are Remendi won. Okay. Yeah. Could you play a song for I Kimmel?
Yeah.
I like the bird one. We could do a different one. What do you feel?
I want to do the one I did 2 days ago.
Two days ago.
I go Herman.
Yeah, Herman, everybody.
We can talk first. We can share something first.
What do I want to share? Don't want to share nothing.
Okay. Love just that. The music, that's it. Viggy, you heard Yankov's songs yet? Do it for Viggy.
After me, as many of you Huda, Arye, Daniel, I'm gonna sing a little bit and you're just gonna keep it going on a loop and then I'm gonna sing over you.
Or they didn't come up with it till him. He If you could, if you just them two will first do the Tefillin song, then we'll join in. We give you this one. Then you might do another song.
Wow, that was great. That was awesome.
Wow. I planned that in my head like 3 times.
Just them two on time number two will join in. Yeah, you never want your tefillin off when you're singing the tefillin song. Just them two the first time, we'll join in time two. Should we ask Ben Simon he's off the phone to play for the Chevra? Thank you.
Yo, whoever took that video, send it to me.
Ben Simon, you play for the Chevra?
Incorrect.
Let's go.
Yes, I know.
That Yaakov, that was me.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing that. And the words.
I enjoyed it.
Yet, you ever heard Ben's before? You ever heard Ben's scene before? Oh, that's a treat. Check it out, Yet.
See the face to face, it's been a while. Don't know what to say, so I just didn't smile. We had a falling out, so I ran away. But I'm coming back and I need to see who all the things we've done, all the things we've been. I know it wasn't all easy, but we had some good times too. It wasn't all black and white. You brought color to my life. But I know we are. Sometimes life isn't fair, but we've been through it all, and we know what it takes. If you don't fight for your love, what kind of love do you face? And we will spend our lives together. It doesn't matter the weather, because I know you're here. Oh, and I know you're okay. When sometimes life isn't fair, but you'll be here. Oh, 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 oh. But you'll be here. Oh, oh. Because we've been through it all. When we know what it takes, if you don't fight for your love, what kind of love do you face? And we will spend our lives together. Doesn't matter the weather, because I know you're here. Oh, ain't I know. doesn't fit. But you'll be here, oh, 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 oh. But you'll be here, oh, 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 oh. But you'll be here, oh, 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 oh. Because we've been through it all, and we know what it takes. If you don't fight for your love, what kind of love do you face? When we will spend the lives together, it doesn't matter the weather, because I know you're here. Oh, and I know. Sometimes life isn't fair, but you'll be here, oh, 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 oh. But you'll be here.
I wanted to just close with two things. The first, just that we said the Seder is built on question and answers. Kana ben Shoyl, here the child asks. And the Bardetshev Seder, where he asked many kashas, he was yoyred on the night of Geula that the questions and the difficulties bring us places. On the night of clarity, we're not afraid of questions. What we're doing when we say our kids should ask is we're telling the child that don't, what do you think? Answer, the best answer back to your child is, I wanted you to ask. Now, what do you think? My Rebbe's father, whenever he would ask his father a question, my Rebbe's father, who was his own Rebbe, would say to him, Yechiel, what do you hold? That's what he would tell him his whole life. Yechiel, what are you old? A Bachar just complained, I can't get an answer from a Rebbe here. This morning, Bachar complained to me, I can't get an answer from a Rebbe here. He said, none of the Rebbeim, none. None? You tried, Rabbi Snicky? No, I tried. Rabbi Silverman? I tried. You go to Rabbi Katz? I tried. I can't get, I said, oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Nobody's stupid enough to give you answers. Baruch Hashem. He tried, right, Russ? He went to every Rebbe and nobody gives him answers. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I was looking if I had a fire Rebbe, like he found the answer somewhere. Like, there's questions, he has questions. Kana ben Shalom. Kadesh Yishlo Atanaikis, on the night of clarity, we tell the child, what do you think? What does it tell you, your questions? It's not the vart that we only did it to get you to ask, and then things are curious. It brings you places. What do you think? Your child says something, encourage what he says. His question brings him places. Now, what do you think, delicate? So just Kadesh Yishla Tanaikis is the night of clarity. We chapped at questions and the frictions of our life. Hashem was bringing me somewhere. So tonight, when we allow for questions, we encourage questions, and we deeply understand what Mitzrayim is, one big question. Shem, Kaylee, Kaylee, Lama, Zavtani, what's happening? What's happening? You were working with me. You were working with me. The question itself brought me places. So don't give, it's not about like telling the answer. You tell the kid. When we say, in order that the child should ask questions and questions, it's not about your answer. If you answer your kid, you shut him down. If you say, what do you think? Let's together, we could together think. You could say, I also had questions. Like, if you want to hear a little my journey, we could do that. We could tell you where the questions brought me, and you tell me the questions are bringing you. My questions have brought us to freedom, and so will your questions. That's what you tell them on a night of Cheres, that don't be afraid. My frictions have brought me places, so have yours. So will yours.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.